Shailesh Patel from Healthy Planet has come up with a whizzy way of raising funds for charity by helping businesses save money.
Basically, what we're doing is we're going to landlords and retailers, for example, Blacks, who's our kind of biggest donor, and we've got a few others like that, and also some landlords like Land Securities, who are the biggest listed landlord in the country. They've all got empty units. I mean, something like one in seven shops are empty at the moment. It's about 140,000. And we say to them, well, basically, you've got these empty units. There's nothing else going on with them. So if we take them over and we do our charitable activities in them, which is all very low profile, low risk in terms of a landlord, then we qualify for an 80% discount on the rates relief. Now, we can then go off and do our work and be able to afford to pay the 20% on the rates if we get a donation from the landlords. And at any point in time, they can kick us out. It's called a tenancy at will, which is like a no-notice lease, so that they can carry on looking for a longer-term, more lucrative tenant. And also, the images that we put up are very positive, vibrant, supportive images. So the units are actually much more attractive than empty, derelict units. So it's pretty much a win-win-win for the landlord all around. So financially, they're better off. Secondly, they are supporting a charity, which is a great cause. And of course, they've got the ability to kind of move us on to do the right thing for their business. You know, at the time, when the time comes, they can get a more lucrative tenant and move us on pretty quickly.
And financially, what does this mean to your charity?
It's huge for us. I mean, a year on compared to our first year and a half, as it were, we are actually 100 times bigger in terms of donation income. So it's transformed us completely. We can now afford to revamp our website into a world-class website. So we did this thing when we started out where you could adopt land like Stephen Fry and put your name, picture and message on your piece of a protected park through Google Maps, who is one of our partners. But we can now take that to the next level of interactivity, which we weren't able to do financially before. We're now able to do other clever things, like we're giving out books for free that would otherwise ended up in landfill. So we're giving books a second lease of life and hopefully avoid them being pulped too early, which is quite an energy draining activity.
In terms of what your charity actually does, what's the money being used to help?
Well, one of them is books for free, which happens through these outlets. That's probably our most high-profile one in terms of walking down the street. The other one is supporting conservation projects around the world. So we're kind of pushing the whole Adopt Land initiative and funding some of these projects. During the last year, we've also funded lesson plans for schools. So primary schools across the country, in the build-up to Earth Day, we're able to download lesson plans for every year group. So we're talking year one right through to year six in primary schools. Download lesson plans that were tailored and made by really good school teachers that were about Earth Day, which is the 22nd of April, but they were really, really good and they were free and, you know, ready to use. So it kind of helped schools out quite a lot.
And how do you see this developing then in the future?
I think the shops activity will just keep growing. So we can get into more and more towns as a result of this, and we'll be able to give out more and more books as a result. Other activities we're thinking of doing, we haven't actually had the guts to do them yet because they're quite intense for us, is things like have a Toys for Free Day or even a Recycle Here Day. So it's a bit like having the car boot sale, but a free activity where people can just rock up. It will obviously be pre-planned and managed well, and people can just come there and swap the things that they don't want to have anymore. It's a huge market, you know, Gumtree, Freecycle, all those sorts of things are great. But if you can have a physical presence and actually do something in one day where everyone's really focused on it, then we can do so much of the three R's, the reduce, reuse and recycle activity. That's one of the things we'd love to do. But at the moment, we're just going to keep pushing on the books for free, putting out more of our environmental awareness messages through the posters in the shops and keep working on that at the moment.
Are you asking people to donate the books or do you get them from somewhere else?
It's a bit of both. A lot of people are coming in saying, you know, I want to clear out the house a bit, and they're dropping off the books that they don't want anymore. But we've also got a couple of really good sources. It's a slightly unusual world, the world of secondhand books, which I've learned about in the last couple of months. But most people, on average, will give their books to a charity shop. Charity shops will try their best to sell them, but they're inundated with these books, and these things are quite big and bulky and take up shop space. So they either end up pulping them, which is a bit of a shame, or there's a few companies out there who go around collecting books from school fairs, church fairs, charity shops, who will take donations directly, and they filter through them, keep on average 10%, because they can sell them on Amazon as a kind of secondhand bookseller, and then they will end up pulping the remaining 90%. Now they're able to give us that 90% at no cost. All we need to do is pay for the transportation and get them around. So there's a few good partners that we've now got who are kind of giving us really good quality books, but they just don't have any resale value. So from a business perspective, they're not of value to them. We take them and give them a new lease of life, really, to avoid them being pulped too early.
That's Shailesh Patel from Healthy Planet.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.